弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那个，我想我们唱完这些诗歌，我们心里面一定都很喜乐哈。
I believe that after singing these songs, our hearts are overfilled with joy.
因为我们所信的神是全能的神，在他没有难成的事。
Because the God whom we believe in is the Almighty God, nothing is impossible with Him.
今天是。今年下半年的第一次聚会。
Today is the first service of the second half of the year.
我本来预备了一个题目，就是打好人生的下半场。
I actually originally prepared the message for today that I would live well the second half of my life.
后来怕年轻人一看这个题目不来了，因为你们觉得你们还年轻。
And I was worried that some of the young people, when they see this particular theme, they say, "Well, I don't need to attend. I'm still young."
但是我要提醒你们，人生的下半场跟年龄没有关系的。
And I want to remind everybody, the second half of your life has nothing to do with how old you are.
这是跟一个人是不是醒悟了，是不是被开启了有关。
It's directly related to whether a person truly understands or truly sees.
因为人生的上半场的特点是追求成功，追求被人肯定。
Because the first half, oftentimes we pursue.A worldly success and being acknowledged by others.
而人生的下半场是追求价值，追求被神肯定。
And the second half should be a pursuit of value and whether we are affirmed by God.
有人十几岁就开始打人生下半场。
Some people in their teens, they begin to fight that second half.
有人到老了都还在上半场。
And some people who come to advance in their age, they're still at that first half.
甚至一辈子没打过下半场。
Perhaps their entire life, they never fought that second half.
想听这个信息是什么？等将来了哈。
If you want to hear what this message is all about, you're going to have to wait.
那我为什么改题目呢？
Why did I change the subject today?
因为上个礼拜有机会到 Portland 去服事。
Because last week I had an opportunity to go to Portland to serve.
他们很多教会一起有个联合退休会。
A lot of churches in that locale came together and had a conference.
我非常感动，那边有那么多爱主的弟兄姐妹们。
I was very much moved by seeing the amount of brothers and sisters that really love the Lord.
但是从另外一方面来说，我心里面也很多人有很痛苦不顺利的遭遇。
But from a different perspective, my heart also aches because I know that many brothers and sisters are in times of trials and difficulties.
他们的难处都不是小小的难处。
And the trials that they're in, they're not small and minute.
所以我回来的时候祷告祷告就决定改题目了。
So as I came back, I came to prayer and I decided to change the message today.
我今天的题目是讲到应当一无挂虑，然后可能吗？
And so the message today is be anxious for nothing.Is it possible?
我还是问一下，虽然我有人建议我不要在会中问，我还是问一下，你觉得可能的举手。
And some people suggest I don't ask the question. How many do you think that it's possible to be anxious for nothing? There are a few hands that are up.
Mission impossible 的举手。
How many of you think that this is mission impossible? Can you raise your hand?
很好，都很诚实哈。
Thank God we have a lot of very honest brothers and sisters.
其他的人是活得又无忧又无虑的。
And those of you who have not raised your hands, you don't know what you're doing.
那今天要讲这个题目，我想我们第一个就会有的问题说可能吗？
And so when we come to this particular topic, the very first question, very natural question, is that is it possible?
我之所以改变今天早上的题目，就是看到那么多人活在忧虑愁苦的里面。
And the reason why I changed the topic for today because I saw that a lot of people are living in difficulties and sorrow and trials.
有的人长期失业。
And some people who's been unemployed for a long time.
有的婚姻出了变故，先生有外遇。
And some people who have problems within their marriage, your spouse having an affair.
可能有的人孩子长期的被网络捆绑在电玩里面出不来。
And maybe your child is bound by video games and they're trapped by, they can't get out.
有人突然得了重症甚至到了末期。
And maybe some people have come under illness and maybe even to a terminal illness.
我想我们一直讲，我们可以讲出很多值得我们忧虑，让我们不能不忧虑的事情，对不对？
I can keep going and going on this list and identify a lot of things that we would naturally worry about.
我以前讲过，我连五个指头都不够我用，甚至要用到十个指头，可以算出我现在碰到的难处。
And I said, oftentimes one hand is not enough for me to count all the difficulties that I go through. Both hands may not be enough.
所以我们第一个问题就是说，可能吗？
And so the very first question that we ask is it possible?
但是现在就来到第二个问题。
And so we come to the second question.
在我们的经历里面几乎不可能。
In my own experiences, seemingly it is impossible.
但是在圣经的话里面，我这个 quote 起来，应当一无挂虑，是圣经的话，甚至用命令式的口气告诉我们。
But the words be anxious for nothing, and these quotes, they came right out of scripture as if it's a command for us.
他没有说学习一无挂虑。
It did not say learn to be anxious for nothing.
他说应当一无挂虑。
It says be anxious for nothing.
我认识一个属灵的长辈，他真的是一无挂虑。
So there was a spiritual a brother who was walking before me. He really was anxious for nothing in his life.
所以当他对我们说有挂虑其实是犯罪，哇，我很惊讶。
So he actually said the words that if you are anxious, if you worry, you are actually committing a sin.
他说因为这是神的命令。
I was shocked because God gave the command.
那还好他这个人真的是活出了这个一无挂虑的见证。
And thank God that our brother, he lived out the testimony of being anxious for nothing.
不然我会觉得这是一句风凉话，这是一个空中楼阁，根本不切实际，不落地的。
Or else I would think that this is a thought that is far-fetched, is up in heaven, it cannot be grounded.
所以我们现在就来到一个点上。
So we come to this one point.
就是在我们几年前买这个会所的时候。
And many years back when we purchased this property.
因为所有的环境都告诉我们不可能，不可能，不可能。
Every single one of the circumstances says, is this impossible? It is impossible.
那个时候我们被拖延了很久以后，我记得我绕着这个场地走路祷告的时候。
We were delayed for a long, long time, and I remember I was encircling this property and praying.
主啊，为什么这么多难处？为什么难处解决不了？
And I keep asking the Lord, Lord, why is there so many problems? These problems are not solvable.
刚才唱的歌都是神没有难成的事，神是全能的神。
We all just sang the song, there's nothing that is impossible for our God, He's the Almighty God.
那为什么所有的东西都可以挡住我们？
And then why is it, oh Lord, all of the things that we encounter, seemingly there are blocking our way?
市政府律师打电话来说，连买都不要想买，我们不可能让你们改成教会的。
The city lawyer even called us and said, don't even think about purchasing this property. We will never allow you to convert it to your church use.
隔壁两家大公司拿了那么多的 document 过来说，我们不会让你们进来的。
And our neighbors that they brought a very very thick document and says we will never allow you to come in.
银行的存款让我们知道，我们几乎不可能达到700万，天文数字。
Our savings account tells us that $7 million is beyond our reach.
所以 seller 也不愿意卖给我们。
And so the seller says you don't have the money. I'm not going to sell it to you.
几乎不可能。
So all of these things were impossible.
对，那天我在祷告的时候。
But that day, as I was praying,
我就知道问题不是出在神，是出在我们这边。
I know the issue is not with God. The issue is with us.
我就问神说，主，你到底要得到什么？
And I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want to lay hold of in us?
到底神所要的是什么？
God, what is it that you desire?
我不晓得你们记不记得我曾经讲过这个信息？
You don't know if I don't know how many of you recall me giving this message.
所以当神用弥迦书六章八节回答我的时候，
When God responded with Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
这个世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么？
And it says
6a
verse 6 chapter.
没有关系。那个要你行公义，好怜悯，存着谦卑的心与你的神同行。
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
公义、怜悯、谦卑都不是我们有的东西。
To be just, to be merciful, and to walk humbly, these aren't the things that we possess.
在一个没有良善。没有义的人身上怎么可能有公义呢？
In a man that has no possession of goodness or righteousness, how is it possible that we can do what is just?
在一个那么自私的人身上，人中间怎么可能有爱呢？
In a person that is so selfish, how is it possible that we would have love?
在一个那么骄傲的人中间怎么可能有谦卑呢？
A man who is prideful, how is it that we are able to be humble?
但是神要得到的就是被改变的生命。
But what God desires is a transformed life.
神要得到的是被改变的关系，让我们能够存谦卑的心与神同行。
What God desires is a transformed relationship that we would humbly walk with the Lord God.
所以当神显明出来，神所要得着的是被改变的生命， 被改变的关系。
So what the Lord reveals is that what he desires is a transformed life and transformed relationship with him.
就让我们把注意力从环境的难处转到神所要得的到底是什么。
Then all of a sudden all of our focus on the difficulties now turns to the heart of God, what he desires.
我个人要说对我个人对整个教会是一个祝福是一个突破。
I want to say for me personally, for the church as a whole, it was a breakthrough, it was a blessing.
那个时候让我最感动的一句话是神告诉我说神所要的就是神要给的。
And the one phrase that the Lord has prompted and given me is that whatever he wants is what he wants to give to us.
因为他向我要的我们完全没有。
Whatever he desires of us, we do not possess.
那他为什么向我们要？
Then why is it that he desires of us?
他早就知道我们没有，所以他向我们要。
He knows that we don't have it, therefore he requires it of us.
问题是我自己不知道我没有。
But the problem is that I don't realize that I don't have it.
所以当我们尊重神命令的时候我们试着要去遵行我们才发现我没有。
So when I esteem the command of the Lord and I try to do according to the command of God, I discover I don't have it.
我们就会降卑在主的面前让神把他要给我们的给我们。
And then I will humble myself and allow God to give me what he wants to give me.
原来我说好
Forgive me for saying this.
圣经上所有的命令都是我们没有的。
And every single commandment in the scripture is not what we possess.
你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Be holy for I am holy.
请问谁是圣洁的？
And who can say I'm holy?
爱的真谛，婚姻都在讲啊，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不要背了，一路上讲下去。
The significance of the definition of love, all of these things are defined in scripture one by one.
请问我们谁做到了？
Who among us is able to do it?
要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，谁做到了？
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks. Who can do that?
所以弟兄姊妹，你在发现里面，登山宝训也好，圣灵的果子也好。
Brothers, you discover whether it's the Sermon on the Mount or the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
没有一件事是凭着我们咬紧牙关做得到的。
Not one of those things is by our own strength that we can muster it up.
但是圣经白纸黑字讲得清清楚楚，神要。
But the scriptures are so clear, words on paper, God wants these things.
所以我要请弟兄姊妹记得这句话，神所要的就是神要给我们的。
So brothers, I pray that you would remember today, whatever he desires of us is what he wants to give us.
神使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
The Lord allowed Christ to become our righteousness, our wisdom, and our salvation.
神让基督成为我们的生命。
And that Christ has become our life.
神把他一切的祝福都在基督里赐给了我们。
That all the blessings are given to us in Christ.
所以我们今天要讲说应当一无挂虑的时候要知道神不是强人所难。
So you need to understand when the Lord says be anxious for nothing, he's not trying to make it difficult for us.
因为神实在不甘心看到我们这么受苦。
Because he does not want to see us suffer.
耶利米哀歌三章三十三节。
Jeremiah chapter three, verse three.
Limitation. 三章三十三节很好背，三三三。
Chapter three, verse three.
神并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
The Lord does not desire that man would be sorrowful.
他看到我们天天这么多思虑烦恼，他看着都难过。
And he sees that we are in trouble all the days of our life. It breaks his heart.
他觉得我们不应该这样，不需要这样。
And he doesn't think that we need to live this way. We don't need to live this way.
所以他借着保罗把这个命令给了我们。
So through Paul, he gave us this commandment.
为的是要叫我们真正的能够脱离不必要的思虑烦恼。
And that we can truly be set free from the unnecessary worries.
让我们能够放下不必要的忧虑烦恼。
That we may truly cast aside and lay down all of these worries as unnecessary.
你可能会说，先生啊，你救救你自己吧，你有没有思虑烦恼？
And you probably would say, Mister, maybe you need to save yourself. Do you have any worries and trouble?
我一定跟你坦白的承认，我有很多思虑烦恼。
I will be honest with you that I have a lot of things that worries me, a lot of anxiety sometimes.
在我们的有限里面，在我们对神的认识的上面不够的时候，我们常常被很多事情压着。
And our limitations and our limitation of knowing who he is, we are pressed down by these things.
但是我是在基督的学校做门徒啊。
But I am a disciple in the school of Jesus Christ.
所以我今天讲这个道，一点不是用老师的角度，或是牧师传道人的角度教导弟兄姊妹。我也在学。
I'm not standing in the position of a pastor preaching, teaching to all of you, but I am also a student learning.
虽然不晓得算不算留校查看，还没毕业。
And
算了，很难讲。not qualified to graduate. Anyway.
Perhaps Pastor Yu is not qualified to graduate from the School of Christ yet, so he's just observing all of us.
所以当神跟我们要的时候
when God desires something from us,
其实要让我们要能够经历到神所要的就是神要给的之前
before we come to discover whatever God desires of us is what he wants to give us,
我们需要先知道我自己没有或者至少承认我自己没有
we need to come to the understanding acknowledging that I do not yet possess.
很多人并不知道自己没有
perhaps a lot of people don't realize I don't have them yet.
像很多人并不承认自己没有良善
so there are a lot of people that would not acknowledge that there's nothing good
所以拼命立志行善
So they determined to do what is good.
保罗说我知道在我里头就是在我肉体中毫无良善
So Paul says I know that within me that is within my flesh there's nothing that is good.
他为什么知道
Why, how did he come to know that?
他正因为立志行善由得我只是行出来由不得我
Because he says it is for me to will to do good but it is not within my power to do what is good.
他是借着经验才发现原来我里面没有良善
By experience he come to discoverIn me, there's nothing that is good.
很多时候我们以为我们自己有。
A lot of times, we think we have them.
记得我以前听过一个见证，有一个姊妹，她别的不敢夸口，大家都夸她，她自己也得意，就是她的温柔。
And there was one sister a long time ago, she was sharing that she knows that she doesn't have much, but everybody praises her for it. She knows that she has gentleness.
大家都夸她，她自己也认为了。
And everybody thinks and everybody praises her for her gentleness. And she also thinks she's gentle.
直到有一天神兴起环境来，她那个整个脾气爆发出来，她自己都不认识，旁边人都吓到了。
Until one day the Lord actually raised an opportunity, all of a sudden she just exploded and everybody was frightened.
那有人知道自己不行，但是还是多少欣赏自己，不肯承认。
A lot of time people know that they're not able, but to some degree they still admire themselves and then say, well, I think I have some.
我虽然黑，但是秀美。
I may still be dark, but I'm still beautiful.
我虽然人家说我脾气不好，但是我正直。
People may say that I have a bad temper, but I'm upright.
而且我气完以后，我不记仇。
And after I release my anger, I don't remember the wrong.
我跟你说，我现在形容的已经打倒了你们好几个人了。对不对
And I think that what I've just described probably illustrates some of you already.
那个不被神显明，我们不肯承认的，也或是哎呀。
Until the Lord reveals it to us, oftentimes we will not acknowledge it.
就跟 C.S. Lewis 说，你点的灯。敲锣打鼓的下地窖去找老鼠，你找不到的。
Just like C.S. Lewis gave the example, if you light a lantern and you go into the dungeons to look for a rat, you're not going to find anything.
如果地下室的灯啪一下突然亮了，你就发现老鼠跑来跑去的。
And if the dungeon all of a sudden the light turns on, all of a sudden you'll see the rats running around.
所以神兴起环境一拍桌子，你水溅出来就发现原来我杯子里面装的是这么脏的东西。
So the Lord raises an environment where He slams a table, what shakes out of the vessel is reveals what is inside this.
还有一些更糟的，他不在乎自己有没有。
And there's a third case where people don't care whether I have them or not.
反正天下乌鸦一般黑。
All the ravens, all the crows, they're all black.
好，我不讲了，我现在就要讲怎么样可以应当一无挂虑。
So all these examples, we're going to come back and look at how do we be to be anxious for nothing.
我用一段大家非常熟的主题经文啊。
I want to use a portion of the scripture that everyone is very familiar with.
路加福音十二章二十二节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 28.
主耶稣又对门徒说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能够用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？中文多加了一句话，或做使身量多加一轴呢？”这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？你想百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小心的人啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们英文读一遍啊。
Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to youDo not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Oh, how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory has not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith?
我们把背诵经文也一起读一遍，好不好？耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望，为了叫你们你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
The memorization verse for today, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
那个要叫你们末后有指望，我很喜欢英文的翻译哈，叫你们 have a future, have a hope, 为了叫你们有未来。有盼望。
The English translation for this particular verse is very, very good. It says to give you a future and a hope.
好，那我们第一个要讲的，比较从消极方面来讲的，就是忧虑本身它并不能解决问题。
We want to look from a more passive perspective, and is that worry in itself won't necessarily be able to solve anything.
它不仅不能解决问题，常常恶化问题。
Not only is it unable to solve anything, sometimes it makes it even worse.
我们的主也很幽默哈。
And so you find that our Lord Jesus is actually very humorous.
他说：“你们中间有哪一个人可以用你的忧虑，能够使你的寿数多加一刻
？”And verse 25 says, "And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?"
其实忧虑不仅不能多加，反而会少一刻。
And you actually discover worrying not only would not increase your stature, maybe it would decrease your stature.
然后我很喜欢他的或作，另外的翻译。
And then another translation.
使身量多加一肘，一肘是十八寸。
So the English translation simply speaks of your height growing in one cubic is 18 inches.
如果有人问说你还想再长高一点的人，请举手，我马上举手。
If I ask anyone who wants to grow taller, raise your hand real high. I'll be the first one to raise my hand.
所以我们 good brothers, 我们两个很同心啊 in one accord.
We are of the same spirit, of the same heart.
其实我不求十八寸。
I don't even beg for 18 inches.
两三寸就够了。
Just 2-3 more inches, maybe that'd be sufficient for me.
我们高中学校有个教官哈 ，military instructor.
In my high school, there was a military instructor.
他特别矮哈。
He was particularly short.
他每次要骂我们的时候。
And every time he was trying to discipline us.
他一定把我们带到一个水沟旁边，然后他站上去这样骂。
And he would always lead us to this ditch where he would be at the top of the ditch and scolding at us from up on the higher ground.
虽然我对我的高已经有点知足了哈。
Though I am somewhat satisfied with how tall I am.
但是跟师母站在一起，跟我两个儿子站在一起，我就希望再多两三寸多好。
But whenever I stand next to Pastor Nancy or stand next to my two sons, I thought it'd be nice if I'm a couple more inches taller.
至少我不用仰着脸对我儿子讲话。
At least I don't have to lift up my head to talk to my sons.
而是他们应该仰着脸跟我讲话。
But they're supposed to lift up their countenance to talk to me.
好，所以耶稣说，谁能够用思虑用寿数加一颗寿数，我倒不羡慕，我想早点见主。但是身轴多加一轴，那我很羡慕。
So the Lord says, "Who by worrying is able to increase your stature by one cubit?"
然后主更幽默的是。
And then what's even more hilarious?
你觉得你有办法使自己增加一轴吗
？Are you able to? Anybody here is able to cause your stature to grow?
做得到的请举手，好了。
Anyone who are able to do it, raise your hand.
我知道没有人举得了手。
And no one's able to raise their hand.
那是不可能的事情。
That's impossible.
但是主说这是最小的事。
But Jesus says this is the least.
你有没有觉得主好幽默
？You find that Jesus is actually very funny.
你连这最小的事都做不到，你还忧虑什么
？Such a small thing you can't even do. Why do you worry about the other stuff?
你觉得要找个好工作，或是说能够。这个车子坏掉了能够修好这些最近扒着你的思虑烦恼跟长高一轴哪一个容易啊
I want to ask you to be able to find another job or be able to take care of your car problems, which one's what's more difficult? These issues or being able to grow 18 inches?
长高一轴这种不可能的事主说是最小的事
The Lord says to grow 18 more inches, to us is impossible, but he says it's the least of the impossibilities.
那么现在压在我们心头上的这些思虑烦恼，在神的眼中根本如同无有。
And the worries that rest upon us in the sight of God, they are as it, they are nothing.
如果我们的思虑烦恼连最小的事都不能解决，那么我们去忧虑干什么？这是主耶稣要告诉我们的目的。
So what Jesus is trying to illustrate and tell us that in all of your worry, you can't do what the least of these things. Why do you worry about the other stuff?
所以有人说。我忘记那个数字了，我昨天去社区找不到了，说大概80%以上的忧虑是不必要有，因为它不会发生。
Statistically speaking, 80% of the worries that people have are the things that would never happen.
大概10%或者多一点的百分比是事情发生的你也不可能解决 ,nothing you can do, 所以忧虑也没用。
And about 10% of the things that you worry about are the things that when it happens, there's nothing you can do about it, so there's no point worrying.
只剩下一点点百分比是你也许需要 take care, 需要照顾，需要 plan ahead.
And there's only about less than 10% of the things that you need to take care of, you need to plan ahead to mitigate.
例如说你有一双水汪汪的大眼睛 你很欣赏你就是怕眼睛坏掉 被人家打伤了。
Or maybe perhaps you know and you feel that you have very, very beautiful eyes and you worry that someday somebody may damage those eyes.
天天早晚都在担心眼睛会不会受伤。
And every single day, every moment you worry somebody's going to hurt these eyes.
从五六岁到七八十岁都在担心。
From the age of 5 to the age of 80, you worry every single day.
值得吗？
Is that worth it?
有人说你的钱被偷了，手机被偷了，你很难过。
And somebody even say, when if you're somebody took your wallet or they took your phone, that you'd be pretty sad.
但是你的平安喜乐被偷了，居然没有察觉，不在乎。
Your peace and your joy they're stolen, you don't feel a thing.
我们天天就为了我的手机会被丢，哎，我的钱会被丢，然后充满了 anxiety, 充满了 worry, 充满了 fears 这三件事情。Worry, anxiety, and fears.
Worry, anxiety, and fears.
担心、焦虑、害怕。
Worry, anxiety, and fears.
所以very good translator. 所以很多的忧虑是不必要的。我刚刚还教他什么叫杞人忧天，他问我哪个杞。
Pastor Yu was trying to tell me this Chinese saying earlier. I still didn't get it. But it's needless to worry.
就是有人怕天会塌下来。
Somebody are actually worried that the sky may fall.
天天看到天就紧张，怕天塌下来。
Every day they walk under the sky and they're worried that the sky would fall.
所以有很多的忧虑是不需要的。
So again, these are worries that we don't need to have.
很多的忧虑只会恶化问题，刚才我说了。
And again, I said earlier, a lot of times the more we worry, it actually worsens that the condition.
有一个人在那里叹气哈，他说我。最近常常掉头发。
One person was sighing and saying, I'm constantly losing my hair.
人家问他说你为什么掉头发？
And people ask him, why are you losing your hair?
他说因为我忧虑太重。
He says, I worry too much.
人家问他说你忧虑什么？
He says, what are you worrying about?
他说我忧虑头发掉。
He says, I worry that I will lose my hair.
Like a deadlock, keep it open.
You begin to understand the cycle that's going on here.
所以你这个忧虑只会让你头发更掉。
So the more you worry, the more it's going to cause your hair to fall out.
它并没有解决你的问题。
It didn't really solve your problem.
那这是消极方面。
And this is again just looking at things from a passive perspective.
但是主耶稣也这么提醒我们，忧虑是没有用的。
But Jesus also reminds us that it's actually useless for us.
如果没有用，干嘛要去继续忧虑？
If it's pointless to worry, then why do you continue to worry?
如果立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我，因为我没有良善。你为什么还要立志行善呢？
If you determine to do what is good and you find that you can't do it, then why do you continue to determine to do what is good?
如果已经放个此路不通，里面就是一个，这是我在巴黎的经验。放了一个此路不通，但是你后面有一个很漂亮的 castle， 我就带着于师母开车进去了。
And we actually, if the road says dead end and there's no way out, why would you go through that road? We were actually in Europe. I took Pastor Nancy. We saw a castle on the seemingly on the end of that road, so we went down that path.
开没有多久就进不去了，此路不通嘛。
We went a little bit and we came to a dead end.
你觉得我还会再开一次吗？再开一次吗？再开一次吗
？You think I would keep going and keep going down this road?
嗯，此路不通。
Because there's no way out.
所以主在这里等于告诉我们，忧虑无用。
God is basically telling us worrying is useless.
不要再让他来夺取我们该有的平安，夺取我们在主面前该有的信心。
Do not allow it to rob the peace and the faith that you would have in the Lord God.
但是积极上。
From a more positive, more active perspective.
他在这里告诉我们要来学习信靠天父 Heavenly Father.
Just learn to lean and to trust your Heavenly Father.
所以。 忧虑无用是把我们从无用的忧虑里面释放出来。
And the pointless of worry, being worried is to release us, to understand to release us from being worried.
信靠这位慈爱全能的天父是把我们从这些无用的害怕里面带出来。
To trust and to lean on our Heavenly Father, so that we may be set free, we may be delivered out of these worries.
我就简单提一下，耶稣说天上的飞乌鸦不种不收，他特别挑乌鸦，因为大家不喜欢乌鸦。
So the Lord gave an example, consider the ravens. Maybe nobody likes ravens, but they neither sow nor reap.
讲错话还会骂说，被人家骂说你这个乌鸦嘴。
I actually found out that ravens can actually speak.So you said something wrong, you got the mouth of a raven.
那天底下这么多的乌鸦谁来养？
All the ravens under the heaven, who takes care of them?
但是天父养活他们。
It says the Father feeds them.
同样的野地百合花。
And then similarly, the lilies of the field.
他特别讲野地，不是花店里面的。
And these are not lilies in the flower shop, it's the lilies in the field, in the wild.
你在山谷野地可以看整片的多到你没办法数，那谁神还是给他那么好的装饰。
In the wilderness, in the field, that is out of nowhere, nobody takes care of them, but God adorns them.
连所罗门穿的最漂亮的衣服都比不上。
And God says that Solomon, when he is dressed at his glory, cannot compare to it.
所以我现在不管你身上穿的这件衣服多少钱哈。
So it doesn't matter how much the clothing that you're wearing right now costs.
你比不上百合花。
You cannot be compared with a lily.
不要难过。
But don't be sad.
英国有一个女人花了快10,000块，找一个人帮她做了一件衣服。
There was a woman in England. She spent about $10,000 to have someone tailor a dress for her.
那天很神气地穿着她去参加一个很重要的 party.
And very, very proudly, she wore that dress to attend a party.
她发现居然另外一个女人穿的跟她几乎一模一样。
And she discovered there's another a lady that wore almost exactly the same dress.
气得回家自杀。
And she was so angry, she went home and committed suicide.
都不值得。
Is this worth it?
百合花到处都是。
The lilies are everywhere.
个个比我们漂亮。
Every one of them are more beautifully, more beautifully adorned than us.
何必担心穿什么呢？
Why do you worry about what you wear?
我以前跟你们讲过，我一次去那个 West Valley 停车场穿过 Nordstrom， 穿过 Nordstrom。
I went to the mall one day at West Valley, and I was going through the parking lot passing Nordstrom.
我看到一件衬衫跟我身上在中国40块人民币买的衬衫很像。
I saw a shirt that looked almost identical to the shirt that I bought in China for roughly
40人民币啊。
$5? Yeah.
那是十
几 US dollars.
那是十几年前的价格。
That's about ten years ago.
我一看都差不多嘛。
And I said these look pretty much the same.
他卖180块美金
，and it was $180 US dollars，
是他的36倍哈
36 times。
所以我回来跟你们讲了一句很有名的话。
And then, so after that experience, that encounter, I said something that was very famous。
那个衣服的价值不在乎名牌，而在乎谁穿它。
The value of that shirt has nothing to do whether it's brand, but it depends on who's wearing it。
我穿一个40块人民币的衣服，人家以为是180块美金的。
And I wear a shirt that is only $5, but somebody thinks that it's $180.
你看，百合花这么不值得注重的。
And so look, all the lilies of the field, nobody even pays attention to it.
神还用心打扮它。
But God adorns it.
啊，昨天我们小孙女来我们家庆祝她的生日。爸爸妈妈特别打扮她。
My granddaughter Abby came to our house celebrating her birthday, and her parents adorned her.
神亲自打扮你，打扮我。
God personally adorns you, adorns me.
Because He cares.
Because He
在乎我们，他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
啊，所以这是第二件事情，他提醒我们的。
And secondly, this is what Jesus reminds us of.
不光忧虑没有用。
Not only trouble is useless.
而且我们有一个天父。
But we need to be mindful that we have a Heavenly Father.
那在这里我要插进两段经文，加我下一段的经文过来。我提三个经文跟大家分享，怎么样除去我们的害怕。
There are a couple of verses that I want to present to you to help you to know how to alleviate from our worry and fears.
因为人的 worry 焦虑跟 anxiety 啊，这个人的担心跟焦虑几乎。都跟害怕绑在一起。
And our worries and our anxieties, they're often intimately linked with fear.
那擒贼要先擒首哈，所以抓坏人要先抓他的 leader。
Okay, when you go after the bad people, you got to go after the leader first.
当我们把心中的惧怕除去的时候
，when you remove the fear from within your heart，
其实很多的 worry， 很多的担心啊，很多的焦虑，其实也就过去了。
And I will say a lot of time, a lot of your worries and anxieties, they will go away too.
那圣经的经文很多，我只列三点。
There are many, many scriptures, but I'm only listing three of them.
但是这三点，如果我们好好的默想，好好的操练，昼夜思想，让主的话来提升我们，我相信我们可以剪除掉很多很多不必要的害怕。
If we truly meditate on these words and we lay hold of these words, it would actually help us to remove a lot of the worries and anxieties that we have.
因为害怕一直是仇敌用来攻击我们的一个很重要的武器。
And oftentimes the enemy uses the weapon of fear to come and bring us into his subject.
当我们在思想里面，在我们生命里面留下害怕的时候，你等于给仇敌留下了一个基地啊，一个 ground。
And oftentimes when we keep the fears within our hearts, within our minds, it's as if we are keeping a ground for the enemy in our mind.
啊，我这次在波顿人吃饭的，跟弟兄姊妹吃饭的时候。
And again, when I was in Portland eating with brothers and sisters.
一个姊妹她和啊，她其实很爱主哈，很可爱。
There's a sister that is lovely. She really loves the Lord.
但是她有一个东西让她里面常常会不安的。
There's something that really doesn't give her peace.
她跟她说，于牧师，我只要眼皮一跳，就有坏事要发生。
And he said, Pastor, whenever my eyelid kind of twitch, I know something bad's going to happen.
她说她有过很多次经验了，眼皮一跳，这个就有坏事发生。
I have a lot of experiences that every time my eyelid twitches, something bad happens.
她说我最近又开始跳了。
He says my eyelids begins to twitch again.
她要我帮她祷告。
And he says, Can you please pray for me?
那我没有为她眼皮不再跳祷告。
I didn't pray for her eyelids not to twitch anymore.
我为了她眼皮跳，她还是不怕那个祷告。
And I pray that while the eyelids still twitching, that she would still not be afraid.
那万一你的眼皮跳是生理的原因，缺少什么维他命，我也不懂，或者 whatever， 因为我也会眼皮跳啊。
I don't know what's the reason why our eyelids twitches. Maybe we lack the proper nutrient. Sometimes it happens to me too.
当你接受仇敌给你那个消极或是恐惧的思想，说我只要一跳就有坏事发生，你就活在恐惧中了。
If you believe and you receive from the enemy these notions, these thoughts that whenever, for example, my eyelid twitches, something bad's going to happen, then you're going to continually live in fear.
好，我现在提的这三句话。
And so these three verses.
啊，我特别补充在PowerPoint 里面，虽然讲义上没有。
And it's not in your outline, but I listed in our projection.
第一个以赛亚书51:12-13，他说：“唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天、立定地基、创造你的耶和华。”
It says, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of a son of a man who will be made like grass?
换句话
forget.The Lord your maker.
换句话说，神给我们在这里第一副药，就是要真知道你所信的到底是谁。
Number one, to truly know whom that you believe in.
你真知道他是谁，那么也应该知道你自己是谁。
If you truly know who you believe in, you ought to know who you are.
所以神借的以赛亚在这里说你是谁。
And so God through the prophet Isaiah asked the question.Who are you?
你怎么会这么怕这些世界上的人呢？
Why are you so terrified of the men of the world?
我为了所有在职场的弟兄姊妹跟你们讲。
So every single one of you who are working in the secular world.
要尊重老板，但不要怕他。
You do need to respect your boss, but you don't need to be afraid of your boss.
要知道你是属天君王的儿女。
You need to know that you are the child of the one true king.
我们今天是神的儿女，在地上上个班就是了。
You are the child of the King of Heaven, but you are just working here on earth.
哪个公司雇到我们是他的荣幸。
Any company that is able to hire us, it is their honor.
我们有神同在，有神祝福。
God is with us. The blessings of God is with us.
你这个公司要因为我来而得祝福的。
This company is going to be blessed because of me.
因为我的老爸。
Because my father
是宇宙主宰
he is the author of the universe.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是往脸上贴金说说而已。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not just saying that we need to pat ourselves on the back.
我辞掉工作出来服侍主的时候
when I quit my job and came to serve the Lord.
91年蒙召，那时候我大儿子才不过4岁，小儿子才3岁。
1991, David was only 4 years old, and Aaron was about 3.
我就很记得。不要忧虑哈。
Don't worry about that.
我就记得我大儿子跟我讲了一句话。
And I remember David saying this to me.
哦，虽然他们不愁吃不愁穿，也不太懂什么叫钱。
And they never lacked what they would eat or what they would wear. They don't know what the concept of money.
他跟我讲，他说 God is your big boss, Jesus is your 什么小 boss 怎么讲哈？他说神是你的大老板，耶稣是你的小老板。
And he said the Father God is your big boss, Jesus is your little boss. Don't worry.
你还记得吗
？Do you remember David？
讲了这么好的话，忘记了。
Such wonderful words, he's forgotten.
弟兄姊妹，真的是这个样子。
Truly, it is so.
我们在工作里面会有压力，会有挑战，都是真的。
And we do have pressure. We do have challenges at work.
但是要知道我们自己老爸是谁。
But we need to know who our father is.
第二节。
Secondly.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
这是在疫情期间里面大家 rate 前三名里面最 popular 的一节经文。
The top three verses during the pandemic where people love the most.
你不要害怕因为我与你同在。不要惊慌因为我是你的神。都加了因为啊。我必坚固你我必帮助你我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
It says, fear not for I am with you.Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
他在这里用了两个因为。
The two words for that is mentioned here.
他不光是宇宙的神，他是我的神，个人的神。
He is the God of the universe, but he is my God.
第二个，他说因为我与你同在。
And also it says, for I am with you.
我曾经做过见证，当我十七岁，做我人生第四次手术的时候。
And I gave the testimony when I was 17 years old, the fourth time that I went into the operation room.
那时候还不认识于师母。
I didn't know Pastor Nancy at the time yet.
我在台北一个医院做一次蛮大的手术，脸部的手术。
It was a pretty a major surgery, a facial surgery.
医生跟我讲的所有可能的副作用。
And the doctor told me everything that could potentially happen.
所有的危险。
And all the danger.
然后让我签个字。
And then after he gave me that whole list, he asked me to sign.
中国、美国医生都一样，就是死了不负责。
And so whether it's America, whether it's China, the doctor says if you die, it's not my responsibility.
我的家人都很爱我。
And my family, they love me.
我被推到手术室去的时候
When I was on the gurney, I was pushed into the operating room.
他们陪着我，他们鼓励我。
And they were walking alongside me. They were encouraging me.
我的同学也鼓励我说：“吉人自有天相，这个不要翻了哈。”真的，你知道吉人自有天相。
I'm not gonna try.
Heaven will take care of the good person. Don't worry. 就是 天会照顾好人，所以你不要担心。这是我同学安慰我。
So my friend was comforting me and telling me that heaven will take care of good people. So don't worry, you're a good person.
但是当我被推到手术房门口的时候
，So when I was pushed right to the door of the operating room,
手术门打开来
and I see the door open.
他把我推进去
and they wheeled me in.
我回头跟关心我的家人朋友招手
and I turned around and.I was waving to my family members and my friends.
就突然听到那个门很冷酷无情的砰关起来。
And I heard the sound and how cold it was when the door shut right before me.
我知道底下的结果是我自己要去面对的。
And I know the consequences, what follows after the surgery, something that I have to face alone.
他们再爱我，被关在门外。
It doesn't matter how much they love me, they're behind those doors.
他们再爱我，他不能解决我心中的担忧。
No matter how much they love me, they can't take away the worries in my heart.
这是我人生中第一次觉得人好孤单。
This is the very first time I felt in my life the sense of loneliness.
这也是我第一次觉得我需要去面对我自己人生的未来。
The very first time I felt I alone can face my future.
就在我最孤单的时候，我就一下子经历到神爱的拥抱。
When I was most alone, all of a sudden I felt the embrace and the love of the Lord.
从小生在基督教家庭，长在基督教家庭，我缺少对我的神有着第一手的经历。
I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a Christian background, but I lacked these experiences.
那天在我自己不行在我自己孤单在自己无助在自己恐惧的时候突然我的神用他的爱包围我
In that particular moment when I was alone when I was afraid all of a sudden the love of the Lord encompassed me
才知道我的神是可以经历的神
And so I knew that moment my God is him whom I can experience.
他知道神永远跟我同在是可以经历的。
That he is forever with me is something that I can experience.
神的爱是我可以经历的。
The love of God is something I can experience.
因为他是我的神。
Because he is my God.
因为他必与我同在。
For he is with me.
他用他公义的右手搀扶着我们。
And he will uphold me with the righteous right hand.
他就加上了因为，不要怕，因为我与你同在，不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
Says, do not fear and do not dismay, for I am your God, I am with you.
第三个不要怕，我把从第三段搬过来，爱里面没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。约翰一书四章十八节。
First John chapter 4 verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
我刚刚讲过，光有爱并不见得能够把惧怕除去。
I said earlier that when you have love, maybe it's not sufficient enough to remove fear.
而是完全的爱才能把惧怕除去。
But a perfected love will remove fear.
什么叫做完全的爱？
What is a love that's been perfected?
神对我们的爱就是一个完全的爱，没有保留的。
The love that God has for us is a perfect love. He did not withhold anything.
人的爱是有 limitation, 是受到限制的。
The love for man is very limited. It has a limitation.
我们看到孩子开刀受苦，我们很爱他，但是爱莫能助。
We see our kids going through surgery. We love them dearly. We see them, but we can't help them.
有一个师母，她最爱的狗，她去度假的是交给朋友看。
There was a sister who had a dog that she loved, and when she was on vacation, she asked someone to take care.
她度假回来去接她的时候
，and after her vacation, she came back to pick up her dog.
啊，那个狗一看到主人回来，高兴的就冲过马路要来跑过来，它主人这里。
And that dog saw his master and was so excited, started dash towards her.
正好一辆卡车过来。
And as he was dashing across the street, a car came by.
那个主人焦急害怕，就果然这个狗就被车子撞死了。
And the owner was screaming, but the dog died.
充满了爱，但是。爱不能救他。
It is full of love, but love cannot rescue that dog.
因为人的爱不完全。
Because the love of man is not perfect.
人的爱有限制。
The love of man is limited.
神的爱不仅是完全的爱，而且是有完全的能力在其中。
But the love of God is a perfect love, and it comes with power behind it.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱里没有惧怕。爱既完全，就把惧怕除去了。
Therefore, it says, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear."
他说，因为害怕的人心里面含着刑罚，因为以为神不够爱我们，我的罪让神没有办法爱我们。
Because fear is carried with torment and thinking that the judgment of God will come, God does not love me yet.
他的儿子的爱是一个完全的爱。
But the love through His Son Jesus Christ is a perfect love.
当我还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，他就为我死在十字架。
While I was still dead in my trespasses, He died on the cross for me.
所以这样子的爱是需要来经历的。
So such a love, brothers and sisters, we need to experience it.
当你越经历的时候，你对主的信任信心就越来越增长的。
The more you trust and experience this love, the more you will grow.
所以我开始的时候说，忧虑烦恼是难免的。
And I said that to worry and to be anxious, they happen.
但是我们需要照着主的应许，要成长，要来脱离他给我们的辖制。
But according to what God desires in our life, we need to grow and be liberated, be set free by these things.
当我们跟神的关系越来越成长
，and when we continue to grow steadily with the Lord,
当我们的生命越来越成熟
，when our life becomes more and more mature,
很多忧虑烦恼在我们身上不再成为捆绑。
A lot of the worries, a lot of anxieties, are no longer bind us anymore.
因为我们知道我们的神是谁。
Because we now know who exactly is our God.
穆迪曾经举过一个例子，他那个小小孩还很小的时候。
Our brother Moody gave an example when his child when he was still young.
他把他放在那个五斗柜上面，叫孩子跳到他身上来，孩子不敢跳。
And he would put his son on the dresser and told his son to jump into his arms.
因为从来没跳过。从来没跳过。
He's never done it before.
爸爸一直鼓励他，鼓励他。
And so his father encouraged him, "Jump, just jump, I'll catch you."
其实穆迪280磅。这个很舒服的 mattress。
And our brother Moody, he's 280 pounds. He's actually quite soft.
但是孩子不敢跳。
But his son didn't want to jump.
到最后终于跳了。
Finally, the son took a leap.
哎呀，发现爸爸抱着他这么舒服。
It discovers father's embrace and how comfortable it was.
你知道小孩子喜欢的东西他会说什么
？And you know when the kid loves something, you know what he say?
我还要。
Again.
他再回去了。
And then puts him on the dresser again.
这次 看都不看就跳了。
It doesn't even worry, it jumps right in his father's arms.
所以穆迪后来说，他每次下班回家，钥匙一开门，儿子已经站在上面等他了。
And our brother Moody says, whenever he comes home, he already sees his son climbing on top of the dresser waiting for him.
爸爸，我还要。
Daddy, again.
所以从原来恐惧害怕的。
From that place of fear.
到最后我们能够凌驾风浪。
Now they can rise above the storm.
这是在爱里面没有惧怕。
So there is no longer fear in a perfect love.
第三个，我们学习来到主的面前。
So lastly, we learn to come before the Lord.
卸下一切的重担。
To cast all of our burdens.
那个希伯来作者也说，叫我们要放下各样的重担。
The author of Hebrews tells us to lay aside all things that entangles us.
这个 every weight, 任何的重量都要把它放下来。
It says, cast, lay aside every weight.
所以彼得前书第五章告诉我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
弟兄姊妹，他既然这么爱我们，我们为什么还要自己背呢？
If he loves us so much, why do we carry it ourselves?
我也讲过那个比喻，有一个人 从 他在北方，在山里面赶路。
And I also gave this example, someone who's actually try to rush
对，快天黑了，快天黑了，来不及，他很着急，结果有一辆马车来。
It was getting dark, and then
这个他就 要了一个便车 take 这个 ride,
and there was a carriage that came by and he wanted to get a ride.
没想到这个马车主人开一开想认识这个 stranger, 这个旅客就回头跟他讲话。
And the driver wanted to know who hopped on the ride and turned around and wanted to talk to him.
没想到一回头发现他站在他的马车上面背着包包。
And he discovered that this man was standing on the carriage with the burden still on his back.
他说你为什么不把那个包放在车上呢？
He said, Mr., why don't you just put your bag on the carriage?
他说你给我 ride, 我已经很不好意思了，怎么好意思再把包包放上去。
The man says, oh, you already gave me a ride. I didn't want to burden your carriage anymore with my weight.
主耶稣说要把一切重担卸给他，他顾念我们。
Jesus says, cast all your cares on him, on me, for I care for you.
圣经上说他天天背负我们重担。
The scripture says that every single day he bears our load, he bears our
burden. Every single day.
Every single day.
所以我们不应该背着这些东西。
So we no longer need to carry our own burdens.
所以有人说忧虑是把明天的乌云搬来到今天的阳光这个晴天里面。
Some people made a great illustration that says worrying is like taking the cloud from tomorrow and bringing it into the sunshine of today.
担心表明我们对神的不信任。
And when you worry, it illustrates how we lack faith in the Lord.
甚至我们的忧虑是对神的全能跟神的爱的一种冒犯。
Or actually, it's offensive to the Lord God in the sense of when we worry.Concerning his
我们觉得他不能 handle, 我还是自己来。
We actually are saying, God, I don't think you can handle this. I need to do it myself.
我们交给了他，我们还是不放心。
Lord, if I give it to you, I don't know.
所以有一个寡妇，就是跟他的独生儿子相依为命长大。
There's a widow that lived with her only son, and they every single day.
他的确很辛苦。
And it is difficult.
的确，生活有很多的压力挑战。
And there is quite a bit of pressure every single day.
但是他整个人就是被非常非常的忧郁、焦虑、害怕压住。
But every single day she was under the pressure of concern and worries and anxieties.
几乎看不到她有笑容。
And you hardly ever see a smile on her face.
后来他儿子说，有一天母亲从楼上走下来。
One day he saw his mom.Come down from upstairs.
一个完全不同的人。
All of a sudden, he discovered she was a complete different person.
满脸安详，满脸喜乐。
And you see, he could see the peace and the joy in her face.
儿子马上就问说：“妈妈，发生什么事情？为什么你有这么大的不同？”
And the son immediately asked the mom and said, "Mom, what happened? Why do you look so different?"
他妈说：“我昨天晚上睡觉，我做了一个梦。”
And the mom says, "Last night, I when I was sleeping, I had a dream."
他说：“我跟很多人走在一条很大的路上。”
So I was walking on a very, very broad road with many people.
一路上有很多黑色的包包丢在马路上。
There were a lot of baggage that were dark and black that were cast on the road.
所以我们 捡到他就背在身上。
So these people that are walking with me, every time we came across a baggage, we picked it up and we carried it. We grabbed another bag and we start carrying one by one.
他说我走到最后，我实在走不动了，我整个人趴在那里，他就一步都走不动，太累了。
And she says, I walk and I got to the point where I was so tired, I couldn't walk anymore. I fell down, I fell to my knees.
他说就在我最无助、最没力量的时候。
He said, well, at that very moment when I was helpless and I was without strength.
感觉到主站在我前面。
All of a sudden, I felt the Lord standing right before me.
主对他说，女儿。
And the Lord said to me, daughter.
这里没有一个包是我丢给你的。
He said, not one of these burdens are from me.
你为什么要把它背在自己身上
？Why are you carrying it？
哇，他在里面，主耶稣一摸他，所有的 burden 全部掉下来。
And then when Jesus touched her.And all the burdens fell off.
她享受前所未有的平安、自由和释放。
As she felt the peace and a freedom that she had never felt before.
她醒来就一直祷告感谢主。
And she woke up from that dream. She just kept thanking the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们难免会为事情忧虑。
My brother, sister, it happens. We do worry about things.
但是它真的是主要我们背的吗？
Is it really something that the Lord wants us to carry?
就算这个遭遇是真实的。
Even what you encounter is very real.
但是圣经上告诉我们怎么样子把它卸给神。
But the scripture tells us how to cast our burdens on Him.
我因为时间的关系，我就很快的读过去。
And again, because the limitation of time, I'm just go through these verses with you.
就是今天腓立比书第四章第五节到第七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7.
其实第四节他说你们要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐我没放在讲义上、
At the beginning of the verse it says Rejoice in the Lord always You ought to rejoice、
他说主已经尽了应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
It says the Lord is at handBe anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus.
这是保罗很有名的狱中书信，在监狱中写的书信中的一卷。
And this is one of the very famous prison epistles that Paul has written.
为什么在监狱中他能够充满喜乐？
Why is it in the midst of a prison that he's able to be filled with joy?
为什么前途有这么多的艰难跟重担，他能够说一无挂虑？
And why is it that with all the difficulties and burdens that is before him, that he can say that I can be anxious for nothing?
他把路告诉了我们。
He's shown us the path.
他说只要。
But.
凡事。
In everything.
接着。祷告祈求和感谢把你所要的告诉神或是说带着感恩的心借着祷告祈求来告诉神
By prayer and supplication of thanksgiving let your request be made known to God In other words, come before the Lord with thanksgiving and through prayer
所以如果刚才讲的只有 6-7% 的 worry 是需要有的那你就把它一个一个借着祷告祈求告诉主
And we kind of say, oh, if only 6-7% of the worries that you have are the ones that maybe is reasonable for you to have, then one by one bring them before the Lord in prayer.
我再说不是不会 有忧虑
I want to say again, it is not that we would not have worries.
而是我可以选择卸下忧虑我可以选择脱离忧虑的捆绑
But I can learn, I can choose to let go of my worries.
保罗说用祷告祈求把你所要的去告诉神
Paul says by prayer and supplication, all the things of your heart, let it be known to the Lord.
而且他特别特别在这里强调一件事情
And then he particularly emphasized on this one point.
他说凡事
And he said in everything.
就是一个都不要留
And that means not a single thing are you left behind.
我记得跟你们 打过比方好今天我要到你家去吃火锅你一定跑到 99 或是哪里去买菜希望会了哈
For example, if you invited me to dinner for hot pot, you're probably going to go to 99 and buy a lot of goodies for me.
当你翻得 更生动你一定拿一个 shopping cart、
you're going to push a shopping cart with you
你不会把所有买的东西全部挂在身上挂在脖子上顶到头上而不放在 shopping cart 里面
You're not going to take the items from the aisles put them on your head put them on your armpit and try to grab everything and walk to the checkout right?
你拿一个放一个拿一个放一个这叫做凡事、
Everything that you grab from the store you're going to put in that cart that's what is meant by everything
我们有的放有的不放
If there's something that you put in the basket something you don't
我跟你说借着祷告和信托给神的事情神来办事
And I tell you, when you trust the Lord, you commit unto the Lord, then it is the Lord's business.
你不肯交给主的，是你自己在解决问题。
The things that you will not give unto the Lord, you're trying to solve the problem.
或是你靠着人的方法、人的帮助、专家的意见在解决问题。
By your own ways, by the experts of this world, you're trying to solve the problem.
请问是神解决更有效，还是我们靠人解决更有效？
Is it more effective in the hands of God or more effective in the hands of men?
这就是圣经告诉我们，忧虑是会有的，但是不需要有。
And the scripture tells us you will have worries, but you don't need to have them.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉主。
By supplication and prayer and thanksgiving, let all your requests be made known to God.
神会用出人意外的平安看守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart in Christ Jesus.
这一段话是在1988年2月2号。傍晚大概6点钟左右，神给我的话。
In 1988, February 2nd, almost midnight, these are the words the Lord gave me.
因为第二天我就开始了一个15个小时的手术。
Because the following day, I would begin a 15-hour surgery.
充满了可怕，充满了各样可能的副作用，充满了很可能的危险。
A lot of fears, a lot of dreadful outcome, a lot of things that can happen.
那时候 Aaron 还不到一个月。
Aaron's but 1 month old.
我想说我走了他怎么办，师母怎么办， David 怎么办。
And I was thinking if I actually left, what would have happened to Aaron, or what happened to David, what happened to Pastor Nancy?
而且这里这么多神经，医生描述都切到，我已经被切到嘴角歪了，他说切到大神经，我整个人会变成歪歪扭扭的。
And it says that there's so many nerves on my face, and they have to be so careful, and they actually did sever one of the nerves, butMy face could be completely disfigured.
那偏偏两个礼拜前，我在马路上就看到这样子的人。
And so 2 days before the surgery, the Lord allowed me to see someone that actually was disfigured.
所以忧虑害怕的火箭随时射进来，真的是。
So these worries and these fears, these darts are they come at all directions.
祷告祷告好一点，一下子又来；祷告祷告好一点，忧虑又来。
I pray and I pray, seeming like I'm okay, and then the worry comes, and I pray, but the worry comes back again.
因为那个忧虑、那个害怕、那个担心的事都是值得你忧虑，值得你害怕，值得你担心的。
Because the things that I worried about, the things that I was dreadful and fearful of, they are very, very real.
它贴着你走的。
They are like they're sticking on top of me as I walk.
但弟兄姊妹，主在这里说要凡事凡事一无挂虑，那我就把 all things 借着祷告、祈求、感谢交给他。
But the Lord said in everything.Brothers and sisters, in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make them known to God.
我就跟主说，1988年2月2号下午6点几分，我于宏杰把这件我害怕、我不能解决的事，从我手中交到你至高者的手中。
And I say and I pray, Lord, on this particular day, at this very moment, I give all of my fear into your hands.
我再也不拿回来。
I don't want them anymore.
这个叫做 pray through, 祷告透。
And this is what it's called praying through.
当你真祷告透，遇见了神，遇见神说话的时候，你会发现有一个出人意外的平安临到。
When you pray through and when you hear the word of God, there is a peace that surpasses your understanding.
有时候我们没有平安，没有什么，是因为我们犯罪，罪不肯解决。
I'll tell a lot of times when we don't have peace, it's because there's sin in our lives. We're unwilling to deal with the sin.
先解决你的罪，在到主人面前，我们的心不责备，我们就可以向神坦然无惧。凡我们向他所求的，就必从他得着。
Repent and deal with your sins, and then come to the Lord with boldness. Whatever we ask of Him, we believe that He will do.
这老约翰告诉我们的。
John told us this.
心不要责备我们。
As long as our hearts do not condemn us.
所以要到主面前，有罪就向他认罪。
And so if you have offended the Lord, then repent before the Lord.
不肯顺服的地方，求他给你力量的顺服。
Areas that you can't obey, Lord, give me strength to obey you.
那时候你就会有一个出人意外的平安。
And then you'll discover there's a peace that surpasses understanding.
所以我当初办居留也是一样有问题，刚开始那个 HY 美国银行不肯帮我延伸这个 HY 的事情。
And in the beginning of our immigration, I was going through also the visa, the status issue. They did not want to extend our visa.
因为那时候他们从来没有帮别人办过签证的事，那个时候1981年。
They never done it before. They don't know how to do it.
所以我在主面前祷告。
And so I prayed before the Lord.
神带我过奉献关。
So the Lord actually brought me through the trial of offering.
神说，如果我要你不留在美国回台湾，你愿意吗？
The Lord says that if I don't want to keep you here in the States, I want you to go back to Taiwan. Are you willing?
我马上就说 ，Oh no！ 我说主，我想留。
And I said, Oh no, Lord, I want to stay here.
好不容易来了。
It's so hard for us to get here. We're finally here.
我希望多学一点经验再回去。现在不行。
I want to learn a little more before I go back to Taiwan. Lord, maybe not right now.
主就在问我要你回去，你不回。
And the Lord says, if I want you to go back, you're not going to go back.
我就在主面前祷告，我说主，出于你的，你让我甘心顺服。
And then I prayed. I said, Lord, if this is really from you, help me to obey.
就在我的祷告里面，我突然主让我看见，就算我在地上再成功。如果不走在神的旨意和喜悦中，毫无价值。
And then I come to pray and I discover, no matter how successful I become in this world, if I'm not walking in the will of God, then it's valueless.
我就向神降服下来。
And so I yield to the Lord.
我说主，你要我明天回去，我打包包，我明天就回去了。
I said, Lord, tomorrow, if you want me to go, I'll pack up and I'll go.
这是一个甘心的顺服。
And this is a willing obedience.
一个出人意外的平安在我里面。
It's a peace that surpassed my understanding, my knowledge.
一个很稀奇的事情。
And marvelously,
当我过了这个关以后，
when I passed this particular test,
过了几天，主把一个更大的平安给我，说你不会走，我留你在这。
And a couple of days, the Lord actually gave me the promise, you won't go back, you'll stay right here.
但美国银行不肯签，就是不肯签。
The Bank of America, they didn't want to sign anything.
我的 director 送给 VP，VP 送给大 VP，VP 送到美国总部最高的 executive vice president， 他也不肯签。
My director went to the VP went to his VP, the VP went to the head of the company. He still didn't want to sign.
因为没有人肯负这个责任。
Because nobody wanted to bear that responsibility.
就在我签证只剩下两个礼拜了。
I had 2 weeks left.
那天上班的时候，同学跑来跟我，我的 manager 跑来讲说，今天美国银行发生大事。
And one of my colleagues came and told us something significant happened at Bank of America today.
最大的 VP 换掉了，换了一个哈佛博士，从 Citibank 挖角来的。
Our boss actually was swapped out with someone else that came from Citibank.
他当天上班进办公室，一看到我的 case， 当场签了就下来了。
That very day, the first day he stepped in the office, he saw my paperwork, he signed it, and it went through.
弟兄姊妹，这是神做事。我们既然说他是全能的神，就是全能的神。
If we truly say that he is the God Almighty, he is the God Almighty.
他从来没有降灾的意念。
He has no thought of bringing calamity in our lives.
他让他的应许没有一下子成就，是为了要训练我们，为了帮助我们成长，帮助我们认识他。
His promises do not come to fruition because he's helping us to grow, helping us to know and to experience him.
他永远给我们一个 future， 给我们一个 hope。
He's always forever giving us a future and a hope.
在他永远都是荣耀的盼望。
In him is always a glorious hope.
我们请他们带我们唱，好不好？
I ask the worship team to come up here and lead us into the song. He's the living hope.
Aaron, 你来带。好，我这条歌应该站起来唱，好，要唱的你都想跳起来。
Sing a song together. Living hope. How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven.And spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ.My living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame.
Amen.
desire to know you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we want to know you like we've never known you before. Oh Lord Jesus, all of our fears, all of our doubts, all of our worries, things that look like mountains. Oh Lord Jesus, we pray that today, this day, help each and every one of us to come to know you, to know your perfect love, to know the one who loves us.
Amen.
And you gave yourself to us. Oh Lord, that you are more than enough for us. You're the one who holds us by the hand. You're the one who picks us up when we cannot walk. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray this morning, pray for my brothers and sisters, I pray for myself. Oh Lord, whatever we are going through, oh Lord Jesus, it's not the difficulties in themselves.
Amen.
But Lord, help us to come and to know you. Open our eyes that we may know you.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, allow our hearts to know the tenderness of your heart, to experience and to come to know that you are the one
Amen.
That is forever faithful. Amen. You are the one that is faithful and true.
Amen.
For that is your name. That is your name. We praise you, God.
Amen.
Lord, we commit every single one of us into your hands.
不管我们里里外外有多少的重担,
oh, regardless of the burden that we have inside or outside.
你在加略山上都已经替我们担负,
on Calvary, oh Lord, you took up all those loads.
你叫我们要把一切的重担卸给你, so, 因为你爱我们,
you tell us to cast all of our cares on you, for you love us.
主啊, 今天早晨就在这个时候, 我们把我们所有的担心害怕烦恼 从我们的手中交给你，就交到你这位至高者的手中。
Oh Lord, all that worries us, all that troubles us, everything that brings us anxiety, we come and bring to the hand of the one that is above all.
让我们学习不再把它拿回来自己背着。That
we no longer bring them take them back and we bury them ourselves.
我们是用祷告、祈求和感谢把它交给你的。
By prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we give each and every one of them to you.
主啊, 就用出人意外的平安来赐给你的儿女。
Oh Lord, this peace that surpasses understanding, be upon your children.
让我们借着在你面前的安息也来向仇敌夸胜。
That through the rest that we have in you, that it becomes our boast of victory before our enemies.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we have believed in.
他是全能的神, 他是爱我们的神。
He's the Almighty God, He's the one who loves us.
爱里没有惧怕, 爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
That in love there is no fear, in perfect love, fear is cast away.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.